planet-star interactions with precise transit timing. 3. Entering the Regime of Dynamical Tides, by G. Machevsky et al. Hot Jupiters on extremely short period orbits are expected to be unstable to tidal dissipation and spiral toward their host stars. That is because they transfer the angular momentum of the orbital motion through tidal dissipation into the stellar interior. Although the magnitude of this phenomenon is related to the physical properties of a specific star-planet system, statistical studies show that tidal dissipation might shape the architecture of hot Jupiter systems during the stellar lifetime on the main sequence. The efficiency of tidal dissipation remains poorly constrained in star-planet systems. Stellar interior models show that the dissipation of dynamical tides in radiation zones could be the dominant mechanism driving planetary orbital decay. These theoretical predictions can be verified with the transit timing method. We acquired new precise transit mid-times for 5 planets. They were previously identified as the best candidates for which orbital decay might be detected. Analysis of the timing data allowed us to place tighter constraints on the orbital decay rate. No statistically significant changes in their orbital periods were detected for all 5 hot Jupiters in systems HAT-P23, KELT-1, KELT-16, WASP-18, and WASP-103. For planets HAT-P23b, WASP-18b, and WASP-103b, observations show that the mechanism of the dynamical tides dissipation probably does not operate in their host stars, preventing them from rapid orbital decay. This finding aligns with the models of stellar interiors of F-type stars, in which dynamical tides are not fully damped due to convective cores. For KELT-16b, the span of transit timing data was not long enough to verify the theoretical predictions. KELT-1b was identified as a potential laboratory for studying the dissipative tidal interactions of inertial waves in a convective layer. This was planet-star interactions with precise transit timing. 3. Entering the Regime of Dynamical Tides, by G. Machevsky et al.